when people start talking about filing a copyright on your music or filing anything for that matter, do your eyes start to gloss over and your vision starts to tunnel and you go off into a distant world thinking about this and that, but anything but filing paperwork? Well, today, let's go over a real simple, what is copywriting, do you need it, and get this out of the way. Let's have a think on that.
Hello, and welcome to the 145 Rural Podcast, where we are here to strengthen music careers and communities one song at a time. And now, here's your host, Jacob Wing.
Hey everybody, welcome to today's episode. Today is a great episode. We're going to make it really fast just so that you can understand as a newer artist or somebody that's been doing this a while and find yourself tripping over this time and time again. Do you need a copyright for your music? What do I need to do? What is it? So on and so forth. And this subject comes up over again and again and again, and it just becomes one of those hurdles that makes people not want to do anything at all. It's a reason not to put music out. It's a reason not to write and record or do anything. And we just want to remove another one of those stumbling blocks. So let's get right into it. Why are people worried about a copyright? You know, they've been told by, you know, so-and-so, or they've heard it, you know, second or third hand that they have to have a copyright because somebody got ripped off or somebody lost a bunch of money, whatever it may be. But the main thing that people are worried about is having things that they've created being stolen from them. So that's a legit fear. We all understand it. It's a part of the society we live in. And it's a real reality that we have to deal with. But the thing that we need to get deep into is that, and we'll talk about this more as we go forward, you know, maybe there's not such a big worry. Maybe it's not something that should be on your mind, especially early in your career. But that's a big reason people start talking about this. Is something that gets stolen from me? Do I need to be, you know, covering my bases so I don't miss out on some huge opportunity or, you know, somebody rips me off? And those are really the number one huge reasons, you know. And then, of course, you know, people have been told, you know, it's just tradition. You're supposed to copyright your music. You need to do this. But let's move on to, when do you actually need a copyright? So we go from these things that give us this angst, this reason, this we need to do this, we've been told we need to do this, but when do you actually need a copyright? And the only time that comes into I need a copyright is when somebody's taken to court because they feel like they've been wronged or somebody's suing over the rights to a song. And that only comes into play 100% of the time when there's money involved. So it's only when something's either broken out, it's a one in a, you know, million, 3 million, 10 million, huge hit. And then somebody on the back end is trying to find a way to get money off it. It sounds a lot like my song, or it sounds too much like this song, or I wrote that first. So all those kind of things can come into play. But we're talking about the elite of the elite, the luckiest of the luckiest. And I'm sorry to break this to you. If you're watching this, it ain't you. You're not in that category. As a beginner, you don't really need to be focusing on getting a copyright for your music for those reasons. And here's what I'm going to tell you and the reason why. A copyright on your music exists the moment that you put pen to paper and write that down. If you write a song title and you write out your lyrics and what chords go with it, whatever it is, if you have that piece of paper and it's been written down, you now have a copyright on that song. Plain and simple. So really, you shouldn't be thinking about this at all in the beginning of your career. Just getting music out there, just writing things, just getting them done is what you need to be focusing on. This never should be a hurdle for you to get started, to get that ball rolling, to get that inertia behind you and get things moving in the right direction. So that's number one to take away from this is you don't need a copyright. And the second that you write something down, you actually have that copyright, so you don't even have to worry about that. Now, as you move forward in your career, as you start putting out music, there's things that are going to cover this for you, but the time to get a copyright, to actually start filing these kind of things, is so much later in your career and so much different circumstances that I guarantee you're in now, that it's something you really don't have to worry about. And the big thing about that is having that official stamp. If you're in America, it's from, you know, the copyright.gov, or if you're in another country, it's from your whatever you file your copyrights with. And to get, you know, something copyright on your intellectual property. But the whole thing is that you have that official stamp. So when it goes into court, or if there's something that comes up where you have to fight for the rights of something, you can just say, hey, here it is. Here's the date. Here's the stamp. Here's the seal. I've got it. So if you're getting popular and you're getting very big at some point, you usually have a manager or somebody who's taking care of that work for you, who's getting things copyrighted and covering you on the back end. That's so much further down in people's career, and very few people actually make it to that. So you really shouldn't be worrying about it. Now, those are the times that you need a copyright and when you should start really be focusing on them. If you're entering into a contract with management or somebody, you know, and start to talk about these things if you're in that stage of your career.
Hi there, and welcome to the ad break. We're just going to take a moment to let everybody know about our community of growing members. And if you'd like to be a part of that, just look at the info below and there will be a click there for an email sign up to join in and get your voice heard. As well, if you're enjoying this content, please join our Patreon at patreon.com/145world. There you can join any of our groups. And you can add to the discussion of what topics we will choose that will help you and hopefully future members of our groups, as well as join monthly Q&As and other such benefits. Again, that's patreon.com/145world, and we look forward to seeing you there. Now, back to that regularly scheduled episode, and enjoy that content. Thanks again.
Let's talk about why it really doesn't matter anymore. And a big thing when I was coming up, and, you know, especially anybody from the, you know, late 50s up through the 2000s, we were always told about a poor man's copyright. And the whole point of doing a poor man's copyright is this exact reason. What I just told you is, this has always been true. If you wrote something and had it on paper and you created this intellectual property, this work that you created, it's copyrighted instantly. But you need that what? You need that timestamp. You need that date. You need something official. So a poor man's copyright, what we always were told, and it was true, is that if you made a recording of that, put it on either what it was, a tape, you know, in the early days, you got a record press of it, or a tape or a CD, whatever you could do to get a copy of this song, or you could write it out and put all the notes and the song and the title and all that stuff and just mail it to yourself. You're then using the United States Post Office or whatever post office you have, and that's giving you a time, a state, and you know, all of that is official. It's got something on there. You just leave it in there, never open it, and that's got the date on it, and it's official. It's a copyright. I mean, you have a time when it was done. If somebody comes to you and says, I wrote that, and you have no, well, here's a copy of something I have. It's in this envelope, hasn't been opened. It's got the official date from the U.S. government. And that's why they called it a poor man's copyright. And that's not what I'm telling you to do today, because we, like I said, what this is all about, why it doesn't matter anymore. What has happened since we've moved into this digital age where we're all able to find some way to record ourselves? Maybe not the top notch. Maybe you don't have any money to do that, but you do have a phone. I don't care who you are. You have some way to record what you're doing. And every time you make a recording, be it with your phone or using a DAW on your computer or some kind of interface, that file creates a timestamp with it. Now, you can always save that, you know, mail it to yourself, put it away. Boom, free copyright, and it's taken care of. Again, I'm not a lawyer. None of this is, of course, taken from me. As that guy said, it's not going to stand up in court, but that's just telling you right now, that's enough for you in the beginning. If you think that you need more, if you really, really want to go deep into this and you just want to cover all your bases and you have extra time, and the key thing is extra money that you aren't going to need to put towards other things, because there are many more things you should be focusing on and putting your efforts towards and your finances and your resources in. But if you just have that kind of stuff and that money, and this is the one thing you're going to do, hire yourself a entertainment lawyer and they will do all that for you, tell you what you need. But in any other case, if you just need a timestamp and that date, something to make it official, sign up for a distribution company, you know, get TuneCore, get, I always recommend my artists that come through and myself, I use it for my works. DistroKid is fantastic. I'm not sponsored by them. I just say, you know, you can upload your music to DistroKid, pay one price a year and upload as much music as you want. You get to set the release date. You can put it for never or not yet and just have it uploaded. And it's officially got a date on it. It's with another company. There's two different versions of it. So you have yours. They have a copy of it and have all that taken care of. All your bases are covered. So you could go that free route of, and it's not free. Obviously, you're paying for a distribution company, but you're going to be using that anyways in your career. So you can just utilize that tool that you already should be having. Another thing you could do if you really have to do it for free, make an audio copy of it, or you can make a video with it or whatever you want to do, just a video of you playing that song, and you can upload that to YouTube. You don't have to put it out to the public. You just make it private, and then it's up on the YouTube server, and it has a date attached to it and everything. Again, another form of a copyright. All these things are to tell you that you don't have to be investing money, and you don't have to go that route. There's free ways to do this. Now, moving past that, if you, like I said, one of those people that just has the resources, time, and money, and you just want to get this done because you want, you have to have that peace of mind and know this is done, and maybe it's your bucket list item, it's the one time you're going to do it, and just to feel like you've accomplished something, you want to know that it's copyrighted with the U.S. government or with whatever government you're part of, the way to do that is go to copyright.gov and then just scroll down to where you can figure out where you're going to enter a work and do that. The cost for a single piece of work, if it's just one song, $35 to file per song. I recommend if you have more works going at a time, like you're doing one album, you know, up to 5 to 10 pieces of work, 5, 10 up in that area, I think. I'm not sure if there's a limit on it, but there's a discount rate of $55 if you do all of those at once. That's a great way to go if you go in that direction. But just go to copyright.gov and that's the way you can do it. File, pay your money, and it's no matter what, that's always covered. I believe it takes anywhere from 3 to 6 months for that to come back to you, get your official paperwork, all that kind of stuff. Usually it's electronic now. So that really covers everything there. So if you got the money in that, it's going to make you feel better. Go ahead and do that. But again, you don't have to. That's the main point of this. Just be sure that you have something covering your bases. You know, like if you've distributed, you put it out in the world, it's already covered, you're taken care of, you already own the copyright. Don't let people fool you, and please don't let this be something that holds you back. So that's all there is for today. We're keeping really simple, really short. Just want to make sure that you know this and you can move on to the next thing in your career and focus on what's important. If you have any questions, just get a hold of us. Please, if this helped you at all, give us a like, get subscribed. We do stuff like this all the time, and we'll see you on that next one. Bye.